Greetings. This is News and Views from the Gunflint Trail. The second full week of December found Old Man Winter back on the job. Although a suitable delivery of white has yet to be received, a few mini doses have seasonal decorations back in place along the trail. Boy, the gritty white stuff has really made a difference in traversing our glazed backcountry roads, both on foot and in a vehicle. The gripping power of cold snow is surprising when compared with ice. Territory temperatures have dropped into the real ice-making mode. As I started this week's report last Sunday, the mercury had been hovering from just below to barely above zero both day and night. Talking of ice-making, the lake outside my door succumbed to the still minus-something air and put on her winter coat last Friday night into Saturday morning, the 8th and 9th. I'm officially reporting the 9th to the state ice-on records-keeping folks. I'm told ice began sweeping down Gunflint Lake west to east at almost the same hour as Loon Lake to our south late day Friday. At this time, I'm unable to confirm ice on Seagull or Saganaga, but one would have to assume those lakes went hard water about the same time as Gunflint and Loon. The Smiths had gone several weeks since seeing a moose, but such changed as we traveled to Grand Marais a few days ago. We literally didn't bump into one, but a nice-looking cow slowed our trip somewhere in the moose zone around Lullaby Creek. With new snow, guess we might expect to see more out on the blacktop, sopping up ice and snow-melting brine. Drivers beware. Recently, another chapter in the ongoing predator-prey drama happened right on our deckside feeding rail. Two furry adversaries stopped by at the same time, and it turned out not too pretty. One of our Martin regulars came by for a piece of chicken, while a red squirrel approached for a little seed munching. The ensuing confrontation commenced as a squirrel climbed over one feeding unit and came face to face with the Martin. Both startled each other, and the Martin abruptly changed its menu choice from barnyard fowl to rodent. A chase took off across the deck with the squirrel eluding capture by leaping into a nearby white pine. It seemed as though the pursuit was over. However, the squirrel apparently had a memory lapse and ventured back. This time, the saga did not end on a happy note. Although I did not actually observe the showdown, the Martin returned too, and must have lain in waiting, nabbing the unsuspecting seed cruncher this time. To make a long story short, within moments of the first chase, I looked out to find a dead squirrel lying on the feeding rail. Meanwhile, a Martin, I assume the same one, leaped from a nearby tree, proceeded along the rail, picked up its dinner surprise, and dashed off. This fray must have been the ultimate in fast food. Although this was a sad natural happening, with my wife shrieking in squeaminess, it would have been interesting to observe the life-or-death encounter take place. A day or so later, we were entertained when a pair of the weasel-kin critters stopped by simultaneously. Seldom appearing more than one at a time, these two Martins were either romantically involved, siblings, or perhaps parent and child. They shared the same feed box, leapfrogging back and forth over each other while munching sunflower morsels, then playfully cavorted around the deck before fading off into the woods, one after the other. I would like to have seen if they were so cordial with each other had a piece of meat been the fare. Surviving is the name of the game in the wild neighborhood, an everyday part of life. A fellow down the road shared an experience of such last Sunday. The scene played out on the recently frozen Gunflint Lake ice. With the newly surfaced international lake access, it was a perfect opportunity for animal traffic. One can only guess which way the meeting came from, but it ended up with a whitetail out on the ice and the wolf pack in urgent pursuit. Needless to say, The deer was not too effective on the slick surface, while the pack had a slightly better grip on things. The end came quick, as the venison critter was soon taken down in agonizing fashion. According to the Observer, this chase ended in a violent attack. The spectacle was a wretched end of life for one, and of life-sustaining satisfaction for another. Sadly, a necessary element in the total scheme of creation. Closing on a more cheerful note, with a number of trail residents included, the annual Borealis Chorale and Orchestra Christmas Concert were presented last Sunday and Monday. As usual, the chorus and orchestra gave a splendid performance. This amazing group of local singers and musicians is something to behold, most certainly setting the stage for the season where love in that stable was born. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where everyday life in the wildland smacks of adventure and intrigue, sandwiched between earthly peace and quiet.